Mother of Frank Will, Assist Son. The Atlanta Constitution. Friday, 9th October, 1914. Page 1, Column 4. Plans to come to Atlanta. Soon. Burke and Burns, have Clash Smith, make statement. Mrs. Rhea Frank, mother of Leo M. Frank, encouraged by the fight that is being made in her son's behalf by attorney William M. Smith, counsel for Jim Conley, has announced her intention of coming south within a short while to be of whatever assistance she can. Mrs. Frank, whose home is in Brooklyn, is an aged woman. She barely withstood the ordeal of her son's trial, which she attended day by day. She will be a guest of Frank's relatives in the city. An investigation Thursday into the report that Burns' agents had renewed activity in the Frank investigation disclosed the fact that Detective C.W. Burke, who was the center of many sensational accusations during the Frank investigation several months ago, has had a clash with Detective Burns and brought an end to his association with the sleuth. Burke and Burns clash. Burke, with members of Frank's associate counsel, were dining in the case of the Piedmont Hotel during Burns's visit to Atlanta in connection with the Frank case, it is said, when Burke took offense at a reference to him by Burns. Up to that time, he had assisted Burns in his investigation. A few heated words ensued, during which Burke is said to have informed Burns that he would have no more to do with him and that their relationship would thereafter be closed. Since that time, it is said, Burke, who was attached to the law office of Luther Rosser, has had no hand in the Frank investigations that followed. A defiant statement was issued Thursday by Attorney Smith, who not only tells of various threats of lynching that had come to him through the mails and by word of mouth, but informs his would-be assassins that he is still doing business at the same old stand and ready to meet all comers. Has mission to perform. As a man and a lawyer, his card reads, if it takes my life in the interest of justice, come and get me. I am at your mercy. I do not intend to leave at this time. I have a mission to perform, and unless I am killed in the effort, I am going to perform it. What the people of this state and county need is some straight talk and plan. If I have to go to the chain gang, I am willing to go, and I'll guarantee to whistle and break more rock than any other man of my years, size, or strength. Innocent men have been there before, and it looks as if an innocent one is going to be hanged. I am not quarreling with the good people of this state. The trouble is that you haven't enough sand in your public gizzard. There are thousands of people who have the intelligence to believe that Frank is innocent, but won't proclaim their belief because they're afraid. Burns officials deny report. Late last night, Burns officials in Atlanta denied the report that Burns operatives had renewed their investigation into the Frank case. They declared that the rumor that Guy Bittinger, assistant manager of the agency, and one of Burns's closest aides, was in the city, was untrue. It was stated that he had not been in Atlanta since the departure of his chief several months ago.